The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Tuesday, the 9th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to juice it up some, and my first two guests are gonna do that. So, National Day today?
It's National Call Your Doctor Day.
This is not the way to start my day. National Call Your Doctor Day, okay.
It's National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Okay. I'll go with that.
National Forklift Safety Day.
Forklift Safety Day. Roman Emperor Nero dies by suicide today. He was 68. Michael J. Fox was born today.
I was just about to say that.
And Secretariat won Horse Racing's Triple Crown in 1973 on this day. So, by the largest margin ever in the history of the Belmont Stakes. Something like 30 lengths. And if he had run longer, it would have been 35 and 40 and 50. But the race was over too soon. Okay, today... It looks kind of rainy out there. It says partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 86 today. Tonight, low around 59. Now, tomorrow starts warming up with sunny with a high near 95. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all under triple digits. On Thursday, 103. Friday, 105. Saturday, 106. It starts to cool down Sunday to 104. So I can't tell the difference between 106 and 104, frankly, myself. And then Monday with 103. Now, it goes down at night over 30 degrees. That's the saving part of our climate up here. As I've said before, you get into Phoenix and it's 110. At night, it's like 98 or 100. I mean, you can't get away from it. Here, 103 during the day, 68 at night. So, yeah, we get that respite right there. And the weather reports, not the weather. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, family owned business, veteran owned business out of Anderson. Been there close to 30 years. The Kenny family, three generations of Kenny's working there. Outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans. And just generally all around great people. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Turtle Bay and Sharon Clay, the animal whisperer. I just say whisperer.
That's good.
And Cat Hunt. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I've already petted a skunk.
Yeah, you have.
I have, and thank goodness it's not one you just found on the street.
You never know with me. I am a whisperer, awesome. Right?
You are the animal whisperer. I mean, you can come in here and... I swear if that skunk starts turning toward me, I am out of here.
You're out of here.
But not this one.
Okay.
This is Blossom.
Yes, this is Blossom. Blossom's a rescue. She's a local rescue. A lot of our rescues come from all over the state, all over the country, honestly. Mm-hmm. She's a local rescue. She was actually found at Lima Ranch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
let me tell you, there are a lot of skunks around this town.
Yes, there are.
No, I mean, I'm not just talking two-legged. I'm talking four-legged skunks there. I mean, we've had them. I've got videos from the old cameras outside of them just walking through the patio, staying for service. So I'm just, come on over and sniff my yard.
Isn't it crazy? I don't know. I've liked them since I was a little kid. When we drive down the road, my parents, I'd smell it in the distance, and I'd tell my parents to roll down the windows. So I was destined for this industry. Like, I was destined for my career that I'm in.
That is the weirdest thing I've heard.
I know. I'm a weirdo.
You know, it's been 17 years here. And it has to be one of the weirdest things I have heard. Oh, I love the aroma of skunk. In fact, I'm thinking of making a perfume called skunk to pee. You know?
Anyway. It has to be, but see, think about this. Even your favorite cologne in too much dose is bad.
That could be.
So I don't want a whole face full of skunk, that's for sure.
Okay.
But just lightly in the distance, lightly in the air. Anyway, I know I'm a weirdo besides that. But these guys are really good, and people don't ever take the time, obviously, to stop and look at a skunk because you're trying to get away from it, because they can spray up to 14 feet accurately.
Good. No, that gives me, because when the skunk I was talking about on our steps, when he turned around and I saw the bullseye, two things happened. One, I started going backwards, and Buford levitated. I never saw his feet move. I just saw him there. And when I looked again, he had levitated like 20 feet over to the side. And while the target, you know, bullseye's looking at me, and I'm going backwards, and the skunk goes, he had been eating well, the skunk. I don't know. He'd been cleaning up all the cat food and whatever. Yeah. And waddled on down the street, and Buford and I gave each other high fives and went back inside the house and laid down. So
it was exhausting, I'm sure.
It was at night, and I'm just because we have them around there. And now they have numerous burrows too.
They do.
Is that true? So
it is true. Within
they can
their,
sleep in different places.
Mm-hmm. Within their territory, they're going to have different burrows that they're going to.
When do males fight over females or for territory at all?
Not that I know of.
The reason I'm asking is sometimes there'll be that heavy skunk scent, and we're thinking that, well, maybe it's now mating season, maybe the guys are duking it out or something.
Or one of them, something scared one and it sprayed.
Yep,
so, you know, there's feral cats around, there's, you know, people's dogs, there's people, there's our cars, there's all kinds of things that are going to spook them. They only spray if they think they're in danger, is the only time that a skunk is going to spray. They're not going to spray when they're fighting because they don't want to waste that spray, because that spray is very important. It's the only defense they have. Yeah. They have nothing else. They're like little helpless little creatures.
They are. They really are.
They were given a really, really good defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and Blossom is the star, I would say, of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And I say the star because she really does steal the show.
She's so cute.
Yeah, and she's basically the kids. Usually when we ask kids at the end of the show, what was your favorite part? And I would say at least 90% of the time they say
Blossom.
The skunk. Yeah, Blossom, Blossom, Blossom. They love her.
Do they get to pair her?
No, they don't, but she's the great interrupter. So she keeps wanting, her part in our show is that she keeps wanting to be in the show, and we keep kicking her off the stage. So she keeps showing up at really inopportune times, and she just wanders out on stage when we're getting ready to talk about a hawk or, you know, something completely different. And she just wanders out, and you're like, Blossom, what are you doing here? Get off my stage. And so I think the kids really relate to that, and that's a lot of our show, is we want people to have that connection.
That's
and so
cute.
The kids
cute.
Relate to wanting to do something so badly and continually being told no, and so they just love her. And then she's the grand finale. She gets to finally come out and do a part, and the kids cheer.
What does she do?
What does she do during her part?
Nothing.
She walks around the stage. She does show the stomping behavior and the
which
scrape.
Is cute.
How do you do that?
She's trained to do the warning scrape on cue.
Okay. Oh,
so
she scrapes.
Oh, okay.
So I asked you if that skunk warned you at all, or if all you saw was tail, and you said all you saw was tail. But
that's all I was looking at.
So when the tail goes up,
that's
like your gun is cocked and ready to go.
Wow.
But it doesn't mean you're ready to shoot yet. It just means you're ready if you need to. Right? When they're actually going to shoot, that's like when you take aim, right? So you cock it, but you're not going to shoot yet. Take aim.
Uh-huh.
So you can equate taking aim is when they stomp their front feet and scrape the ground. Then they're about to shoot.
Okay, so you've heard
this.
So
tail up is just the warning.
Tail
like,
up
I'm
is
ready.
Just a warning.
I'm ready.
When little front feet start moving, you had better be moving.
You better be moving 14 feet or more.
More. 100 yards. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're with Sharon Clay and Cat Hunt from Turtle Bay. We've been talking about the Walk in the Wild Side, which is going on now. And it's a wonderful. If you have not seen it, or if you haven't seen it in a couple of years, come on back, because they got different animals doing different things. All of these are natural behavior, too. It's just that they're doing it on cue.
Correct.
And, I mean, they don't force them to do this. And if they don't want to do it, and this is a good part of the show, too. Okay, here he comes. okay, moving right along. Because if the animal doesn't want to, you'll never force the animal.
Never force them to do anything. We use a very modern training style called choice and control, or true choice training, and they literally don't have to do anything we ask of them, and they're still going to get their food, they're still going to get reinforced, they're still going to get their treats. Uh-huh. They still get everything, whether they do it or not.
I like that kind of job.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether I do it or not, I still get paid.
That's great.
All right, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eagle location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035. 530-941-9035 or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carl and the Bot. Today, Tuesday the 9th, 7:22 in the morning, going to go up to a whopping 86 today. Hey, enjoy the 86,
woo,
because it's going to start getting hotter, my friends. Hey, I'm here with Cat Hunt and Sharon Clay from Turtle Bay, two of my favorite people. They brought Blossom with me, with them. So I got the pet Blossom, the skunk, today, and, dared her. And, but I don't dare her too much.
Hey, that's right.
Dare you. No, you don't dare skunks. Cat, other things going on?
Oh, yeah. So, one of our best, exhibits is coming, June 13th. Our Butterfly House is opening.
Butterfly House. If you have not been there in, you know, Why?
It's literally like...
Why have you not gone there?
It's going to reduce your blood pressure by like 20 points. It's place to go.
I'll faint. Oh, there's Carl fainted in the butterfly house. Jeez, Carl, stay out of the butterfly. Okay. Not only that, it's free.
So it is. It's included with your admission to the park.
With your membership.
Your membership. We'll talk about memberships in a moment, right?
Okay, good,
or
good.
Do you want to talk about those now?
Well... You know what? I could keep you here for another 30 minutes, but don't y'all have other places you go to?
Always, you know, but Kat can talk about membership and then we can come back to butterflies.
Okay.
Go for it, Kat.
So a Turtle Bay membership, a family membership is $120 and it gets two adults and four children in. And Carl always says it doesn't have to be your children.
It doesn't have to be. See, that's a great thing. You know, a lot of people don't have four kids. But they got two kids.
Yeah, you can
and
bring
the
two
kids have friends.
And two
so
friends.
You can bring two more there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great deal that is.
And then you can go and experience all of our amazing exhibits at the museum, and you get into the Butterfly House.
Free.
Yeah,
you get
free.
The Lorikeet House. Free.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
The only cost is if you want to feed the
that's
butterfly.
That's right.
Of course.
I think it's a dollar.
It's $2 now.
$2.
Sorry, you know, inflation and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it's
$2.
But then you get a Q-tip with a bunch of nectar on it. And
yeah.
And then you get, when you hold it out, the butterfly's just...
Yeah, it's really great.
Is Lorikeet $2 too?
Yeah.
Yep.
$2 for
it's,
nectar. It's
so,
amazing.
It's so worth it, though, because... Like I like to do is dribble a little bit on some kid's head without them knowing, and all of a sudden they've got Lorikeet head.
That's right.
I mean,
all over them.
All over them.
It's great. The butterflies don't quite come to it. You have to go pick them up. But
right.
It's great because kids always want to pick up the butterflies, and you can't pick up the butterflies because you'll hurt them. You'll do damage. So we created this thing where they can feed them. And so there's a little bit of a sugar substance, like a nectar on there, and it's on the Q-tip, and they can go over, and then the butterfly will step on, and then you get to watch its little proboscis come out and start drinking it. It is so cool, and the kids get to walk around with the butterflies on their sticks. Amazing. It's phenomenal. We started it about, maybe this is the third summer of it, or maybe the fourth, and the kids go nuts for it. It's even the adults. I mean, the adults go nuts for it. It's not even a kid thing.
Kids.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Okay, so, but can you still buy what do you call those little things?
A chrysalis?
A chrysalis?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you buy a chrysalis?
Yeah, so you don't buy the chrysalis. You buy the butterfly.
You
adopt the butterfly. So what you do is you release a butterfly. So for $3, the kids can take the butterfly. So we go, you take these little sticks, we go into the little immersion boxes, and the kid gets to take a freshly hatched out butterfly, and then they name it, which is awesome. And we have this big board where we put all the kids, all the names of the butterflies, the kids name them, and then they get to release them back into the butterfly house.
Ooh.
And then you get a stick. So for $5, you get a release and a stick and a feeding for $5.
Nice.
So it's really great.
That's
and then
cool.
All of that money goes right back into the butterfly house.
Okay, people,
to
you
pay
say,
for it.
Why should it cost? Because, believe it or not, It costs money to run Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
It's just not run on golden fairy dust.
Right.
So what this does is, just like you said, all that money goes right back into the butterfly house.
Yes.
And it's like the lorikeets.
Yep.
You know, they just eat nectar, right?
Yes, and it takes a lot of money to feed them.
In the wild, they mm-hmm. must go to fruit.
Flowers.
Yes, they get flowers. So they get the nectar and pollen out of the flowers.
They do. So they do. I mean, it's kind of like a hummingbird, except a lot bigger and slower.
Yeah.
But do they take, like, real fruit and, like, chew it?
Yeah, so they'll eat fruit, too. But if you look, next time you go in the parrots, watch when they're eating. Their tongue has that special bottle brush on the end of the tongue.
Yes.
So the very end of it looks like a bottle brush. That goes into the flower and scrapes out all the pollen and nectar.
Wow.
Interesting.
And so that's how they get it.
Yeah.
So they're going to eat from those flowers. And then they also eat fruit. And if there's, you know, insects around, they'll grab an insect that's
anything
on there. But for the most part, they're going to eat nectar and pollen and then fruit.
Okay.
Is what they eat in the wild. So,
okay. And what do you all feed them?
So we feed nectar. So we actually, there's a commercially made nectar. Cause there's industry, you know, the whole zoo industry has, you know, side industries that make all the food that's proper for the animals. So we have special pellets for the porcupine and special pellets for the parrot and special pellets for the lorikeets. And it's crazy. They make something for everything.
So it's like a pellet they eat.
So for them, it's a powder. It's a powder nectar, and we add water.
Okay.
And that's why you're feeding that. So you're literally feeding them their diet for the day.
Okay. So,
and then whatever you.
How long did lorikeets live?
So, around 12 to 20.
Oh,
is about it. So ours are, we got our first group in at 2011. Uh-huh. And so they're starting, they're 15, and we're starting to see some age related,
little crutches?
End of life. Okay. So we're starting to see some of that.
Now, parrots, on the other hand, and macaws can live to about 100?
Yeah. So remember, a lorikeet is a type of parrot.
Right.
So there's all different species of parrots. And then the smaller parrots don't live as long. So like a little parakeet isn't going to live as long, you know, those little, but then as you get bigger and bigger and bigger, they live longer and longer. So you're, like our cockatoo lived 40, and they can live up to 50 or 60. The macaws can live 80 to 100.
It's just the opposite of like dogs. A small dog will last longer than a large dog.
Exactly.
So isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I've heard where macaws can get up to 100 years old.
They can, absolutely.
I bet they've got an attitude though.
Actually, you know, I find it's almost like the dogs though. I find like it's the little guys, like the lorikeets. They're like, I'm so tough, I can get you. Yeah. And then the macaws are like, yeah, I could take your finger off if I wanted to, but I don't. I'll let you have it today. They're so much more mellow.
You got a great macaw story I can't tell, but I'll tell you when this is over.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
We also have Glowing Wild going on right now.
Yes, it is. And I tell you what, I as much as I like Garden of Lights, Glowing Wild is the place.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great summer thing to do. You know, the kids just got out of school last week. So, kick off summer and come to Glowing Wild. It's open 7 to 10 p.m. now through June 28th.
After the break, I'm giving away two tickets.
Oh!
Golden tickets are good for any night.
Seven days a week it's open right now.
Yes,
oh, it's open 7 days a week now. Okay. And so these tickets I'm going to give away after the break. Let Ben get ready for the frenzied calls. And I'm going to give away two tickets. Nope, not yet. After the break.
After the break.
Come on. I know you hit the... We're on speed dial.
Yeah.
I know we are. Tell them it's going to be after the break. Nope, don't take their names. They've got to call after the break. Okay. Well, girls, ladies, women, I'm just trying to cover it all. Just trying to cover it all.
You call us chickadees. Okay.
Chicks. Yeah. Hey, look at the chicks over there. Yeah. Okay. So, last thoughts.
Go to glowingwild.org to get your tickets for Glowing Wild, and you can find everything that's going on at Turtle Bay at turtlebay.org.
Okay.
And my last suggestion to people is you come to Turtle Bay, you catch the animal show at noon, then you go over to Mosaic, you catch lunch, right?
Yes.
Then you go walk all the trails and stuff. And then
you walk off to lunch.
Yep. And then you go to Glowing Wild later. And you get dinner at the food trucks, and you watch the community stage show, and then you go around and see the lights, and that's a whole day.
Now, here's if you've already been,
I got it all planned for you.
If you've been to Glowing Wild once,
yes,
you need to do it again because it's like a good movie with a lot of intricate parts, like
yes.
Project Hail Mary. We watched it the night before last, and we watched it again last night because there was so much going on that the second time around, you just picked up on things that weren't quite clear or that you hadn't hit. Same thing with Glowing Wild. No matter if you've seen it once, when you go back, you're going to find new things there.
And there's different lanterns every year. So if you saw it last year, it's different lanterns.
It's in a different setup. But I mean, if you've already been once this year, you go back again.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about because you'll see it differently.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Blossom.
Pleasure like always.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're going to discuss elections, and I'm going to give away two tickets to Golden Mile.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hey, neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store. You're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
Welcome
Welcome back.
Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. It takes you right to our webpage. You can listen to us online. You can go and get back into the archives for all of our local shows. Look at all of our sponsors and click and go right to the webpage. Gosh, just get the news, the weather. And you can also find out who's on the show, except I haven't updated it. My fault. I think we're still looking at, 2 weeks ago. That is all my fault. I'm sorry. I'm going to fix that today. And I'm going to go out 2 or 3 weeks in advance. Let me see. Tomorrow we have Chamber of Commerce. Thursday, Simpson. Friday, Patrick Gorman. Talking about all the legal things going on around here. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are proud to be the only hospital in Reading to earn 5 consecutive A grades from the Leapfrog Group for patient safety, national standard of excellence, and a recognition of the quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. Well, let's go to our local election. And we have, okay, county clerk. It looks like the county clerk is Joanna Francesca. And because mathematically, there is no way it looks like Clint Curtis can catch up. Because right now she holds a 16.1 percentage point lead over incumbent Clint Curtis. With about 2,500 ballots left to count, more than 7,000 votes separate them. So even if all 2,500 of them went to Clint, it's not enough. Okay. In District 1, Reading Councilwoman Erin Reznor has maintained more than 54% of the vote against Supervisor Kevin Cry and political activist Richard Gallardo. But we don't know how many ballots are left to count in each of the district races. But if Reznor keeps more than 50% of the vote, 50% plus one, that's it. She wins. No general election. If no one receives more than 50%, then the two top vote getters advance to the runoff on November 3rd. So, and for District 5, another three-way race. Right now, Anderson Councilman Mike Gallagher leads with 49%, followed by Board Chair Chris Kellstrom and Gary Oxley. A total of 2,500 ballots remain to be counted in the election. Turnout in the June 2nd primary stood at 45% with 52,848 ballots cast so far. All told, the county has 116,380 registered voters. Not everybody voted. A lot of times they don't in the primaries. Okay, so she has, Reznor has 4,768 votes. This says June 7th or an end of 8th. Kevin Cry, 3,341 votes. Richard Gallardo, 634 votes. Mike Gallagher, 49% and 4,400 votes. Chris Kellstrom, 41% with 3,700 votes. And Gary Oxley, 9.6% with 881 votes. And I've already talked about it. Okay, Measure B, yes, has 27,000 votes, close to 28. And no, had 22,512. Okay, you're caught up now. And I am now going to give away, somebody's calling. Well, we'll get to them in a second. Are you following basketball? I don't follow basketball that much.
Yeah, I've been following.
Who's calling? We have other more people calling. I don't know. He doesn't know who's calling.
Well, somebody called and there was like, it was like it was a butt dial because you just heard stuff in the background.
Oh.
That was like it was.
Okay, I tell you what. I'm going to give away 2 tickets to Glowing Wild right now. 530-605-4567. Two tickets to Glowing Wild. They're good for any days. Now, do you follow basketball? It's in the playoffs now. I don't follow basketball.
They're in the finals, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the finals. You probably follow it. I don't. San Antonio Spurs, they won game three and against the Knicks. And so the Knicks are leading the series 2-1 for game four tomorrow. Two celebrity row seats at last night's game, are you ready? Sold at auction for $1 million. And wasn't Trump at the game last night? He was. But he sits up in a box, and he probably didn't cost $1 million. $1 million. Would you spend $1 million? If you have $1 million to spend for a basketball game in your celebrity seats, I applaud you. I applaud you for that, if you can do that. $1 million. Okay. I don't know if you've been following what's going on in college football at all. I don't. College football is in a state of impending collapse. I hate to think that because, you know, and you've got this NIS where college players are being paid a couple million dollars to play football and all that. But this one Texas Tech quarterback by the name of Brendan Sorsby admitted to betting at least 40 bets when he was at Indiana University. If there's one thing that seems to be the gold standard in any sport, get caught gambling.
I mean, look at Pete Rose. Look at Pete Rose.
Look at Pete Rose. Yeah. And there was no evidence that anything he ever did caused any difference in the games, but he was like, he should have been a Hall of Famer first vote. And he's been banned from baseball for life. And there's been basketball players. And there's been cheating scandals. But this guy, the quarterback for Texas Tech, bet on games, including his own games.
He even said it, too.
He said it. Yeah. He admitted it. So a judge said this would be irreparable damage to this young man if he can't play football. I mean, he gets paid a couple million to play football at Texas Tech. That he can play football while he fights an NCAA suspension over sports gambling. And now the rest of the teams in the conference are getting together to say, well, we may not just play him. We just won't play him. We'll take him off the schedule, Texas Tech. Because one that's just been forever, you gamble on the games that you're playing and you're out of it. You're out of that sport for life. Or you get a 5-year suspension or something. Well, this one judge says, oh, it'd be irreparable damage to this young man. Yes, he did it, but he's addicted to gambling. And Texas Tech, God bless him. Do you think that they would say, well, that's okay, he's not going to play for us. We'll just put him, you know, he can be on the team, keep his scholarship, but he's not going to play. But no, oh, no, they're saying we're here to help him. We're going to help him with his addiction, and we're going to, you know, we've got encounter groups for him, blah, 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 because we want to play in the big leagues. Incredible. That's me tapping on the table. Did we get a winner for the Golden Wild tickets?
We did.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, I'm giving away Taste of Reading tickets. I'm gonna give away a 2-pack, and that's for this coming weekend. And it's going to be Taste of Reading, $60 tickets. When we come back from this break, I'm going to give away 2 of those also. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers.
and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Redding Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, you've been injured at work. It's life-changing. It's a for you and your family. Disability or anything, but you want to get back to work, but you're not getting the treatment. You're not getting the things happening that should. Maybe you need help. And if you do, there's somebody I recommend. His name's Patrick Gorman. He's an attorney at law. You can reach him at 530-262-2168. It's free consultation. He's going to, if he takes your case, if it's there, he's going to give you just absolutely, gold-plated service on this. He understands workers' compensation. He has a heart. He will help you. And if you're going to, you know, if the insurance company's got lots of lawyers, and you need someone that knows workers' compensation and somebody that's going to fight for you, and Patrick's a scrapper, give him a call, 530-262-2168. And like I said, you're only going to talk to him. Or you go to Gorman Comp Law. That's Gorman, C-O-M-P, law.com. And get more information. You know, take your time picking a lawyer, because this is an important thing. And find out about Patrick Gorman. You won't be sorry. Okay, rarely do I watch a movie, same movie 2 days in a row. But last night, we watched Project Hail Mary one more time. And because there's so much going on in this movie, and the special effects are fabulous, but there's so much going on in this movie, and it's a film about personal sacrifice, and it, you know, and it's got a lot of twist in it, and the, you know, the fact is the Earth is going to be, the sun's being eaten by these microbes and called astrophages, and the story is they've sent a team up to this one star that's 11 light years away to find out why this star isn't being affected and everyone else, every other star is. And it's a story of friendship and love, and it's a of sacrifice. And it is just an incredibly good movie. So we watched it again last night. And because there was so much to the movie that we saw, watched it the second time, yeah, you knew what was going on. You knew what the ending was going to be. But everything in between, there were new spots. Do you ever see that? Do you ever watch a movie, you know, a couple of times, and after you've seen it, you know, the first time, and then you see it again, and you just pick up on things that you never saw before?
Yeah. There's been a few movies like that.
Yeah. It's an incredible movie. And I don't talk about movies that much. I don't go to the movies that much. And even though we really enjoy going to the movies, getting those lounge chairs and kicking back like that, and is anything better than movie popcorn? I mean, movie popcorn has got to be one of the best nutritious foods you can have in your life. With a big job, with a large Diet Pepsi that would give enough liquid for a family of six for a week. Okay, like I said, Trump went to. I know what I was going to do. I'm giving away two tickets to Taste of Reading. It's going to be this weekend, June 14th. It's down at the City of Reading. Offices down there, the building. It goes from 12 to 4. They've got an incredible amount of food and wine and beer, and you got to be 21. You got to bring a valid ID to come this, I should say. It doesn't say 21 and over. I shouldn't say that. But to for these tickets, and it says bring valid ID, and you're going to have a great time. I've never not had a real good time at Taste of Reading. And, yeah, it's going to be hot, so dress appropriately. But there's going to be plenty of liquid and shade there. Liquid beverages, water, you can get all that stuff there, plus superfood and music. Music's going the whole time for 4 hours. Ice cream, barbecue. You know, Dells is going to be there. All types of food there. And somebody's already won the tickets. So, like the Going Wild tickets, you got to come in here, and preferably before 10:30. But you know, you can come in a little bit later. Or if you came and nobody's here, just call me at the office, and I'll make sure that we're going to have to get the tickets to you. All right. My computer has just stopped. There we go. My computer's got to be 10 years old. Did you know this laptop has got to be at least 10 years old? I don't know. Have you been following the story about how the Southern Poverty Legal Center was taking literally hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they were funneling it to the Ku Klux Klan and other hate groups? And they said it was, we're paying for informers so that we can learn about them. Yet, it wasn't said. Nobody knew about it. Nobody knew that they were pushing money to the Ku Klux Klan and other, you know, who knows what other hate groups. That's the only one that jumps into my vision right now. And they want to know why the, you know, people, their donations that people made to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which was formed decades and decades ago, to during Jim Crow and all this, and now they are putting on their list of hate, you know, groups, parent teacher associations, all these others, you know, which is kind of suspect. But now it's become that they're finding that when you take money that's donated to you, you take a large amount of that money and you put it into a hate group so the hate group can grow and have, you know, do other things. And then you collect money to fight the hate groups that you're helping grow. These are the allegations that are going on with the Southern Poverty Law Center. I find it fascinating that what you're doing is it's a kind of a self-perpetuating thing. I'm going to give you money to the cigarette companies so then I can make studies and condemn you for tobacco. You know, to me, it's that kind of thing, right? Like that. I find it really interesting. Now, these are allegations that they're doing this, but they've admitted doing it. It's the question is how much and what were this? Like they gave it to the leadership of this one organization. They said, so we could, you know, he was our informer and we have to pay informers. Yet it's a lot of money that the informer used back into the organization. Now, and also, there's this guy in Maine, and I'm trying to figure this out. The guy, the Plantner. And, he is, I think it's, Plantner is, his name's Graham Plantner. He's running in the primary. So the primary is, I think, today. For back in Maine. And whoever wins that primary will go against Susan Collins, who's been a senator from Maine forever. Last election, they said, oh, she doesn't have a chance, and she won by 8 points. I mean, she's been there for a long time. 10,000 straight votes this woman has done without missing one in the Senate. Even Schumer had nice things to say about that. Anyway, this guy is a former Marine. That was when he first started running. He said he's an oyster fisherman. Oyster fisherman. Okay, so he has a picture of it without a shirt on. And right there, front and center on his chest is a Nazi insignia. And he said, well, I got this back when I was, you know, in the Marines.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
You know what? I just went way over there. I looked at the clock wrong. I thought I had 4 more minutes. Okay, we're going to break for the news and we come back. Shasta Regional Center.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
Could be signed in 2 or 3 days. The president on the crash of a U.S. Army Apache attack helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz.
The pilots are fine, yeah. Nobody injured. We are going to issue a report tomorrow, but the pilots are fine.
If you bought a house last month, you had a lot of company. Home sales surged to the fastest pace of the year, despite higher mortgage rates and prices. The Department of War tightens the screws on communist China.
The Pentagon has added several prominent Chinese businesses to its list of Chinese military companies. The list includes tech giant Alibaba, electric car maker BYD, and search engine Baidu. The move prevents them from securing U.S. defense contracts. The list, updated Monday, now sanctions well-known non-state-owned Chinese companies that are not traditionally considered to be in the defense sector. This year's list includes 188 entities, up from about 130 last year. Keith Peters reporting.
3 more cases of New World screwworm have turned up, including one outside Texas and New Mexico. Still, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the nation's food supply couldn't be safer.
These developments obviously represent a serious threat to our livestock and wildlife, but they haven't caught us off guard. We have been tracking this pest for a long time, and we have fought before, and we will do so again.
In Maine and South Carolina, Nevada and North Dakota, voters trooping to the polls today. It's primary election day. Maine's high-stakes U.S. Senate race has generated plenty of interest all around the country. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 151 points, but the Nasdaq is down 176, and the S&P is off 16 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
At least 100 people have died from Ebola less than a month after authorities declared an outbreak of the disease in eastern Congo. Attacks on health workers from angry residents, skepticism among some locals, and armed conflict in hotspots continue to challenge efforts to stop the spread. Of the 550 cases of the disease confirmed as of Sunday, there have been 101 deaths, 19 recoveries, according to the latest situation report. Rescuers are searching ruined buildings in the southern Philippines to ensure that no one is still trapped a couple of days after the strongest earthquake to hit the country in 50 years killed at least 37 people and displaced more than 32,000. Only 4 people are considered missing on official records in the southern provinces near where the 7.8 magnitude quake struck. However, Office of Civil Defense officials acknowledge several collapsed and damaged buildings have yet to be thoroughly searched. Townhall.com. It's increasingly expensive to keep all those planes in the air, and it's having an impact on travelers.
U.S. Airlines spent $6.5 billion on jet fuel in April. That's up 78% over this time last year, according to new government data. A major industry trade group, the International Air Transport Association, is warning that higher fuel prices could cut 2026 global profits in half. The association's director general, Willie Walsh, says airfares are rising, but airlines are still absorbing part of the hike in their bottom lines. In an effort to contain costs, airlines around the world are raising airfares and fees, cutting perks, canceling flights, and trimming schedules. Last week, American Airlines announced they are temporarily suspending some routes this summer. I'm Jennifer King.
OpenAI has filed the paperwork to potentially become a publicly traded company. OpenAI says it has not decided on timing at this point, as there are some advantages to remaining private instead of having an IPO. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Meh Tuesday. Excuse me, it's not really meh. It's been a good show today. Today, the 9th of June, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. We've given away 2 tickets to Glowing Wild. We've given away 2 tickets to Taste of Reading. And during this hour, I'm going to give away 2 more tickets to Taste of Reading. How's that grab you? So you can plan on it, because it's going to be this weekend, and it's going to be nice and sunny. How sunny? Well, today, partly sunny with a high near 86, and then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. Enjoy these 2 days, because starting Thursday, triple digits, 103, and it's going to be triple digits all the way through next Monday with a high on Friday of 105, Saturday 106, and Sunday 104. So if you go to Taste of Reading, first of all, there's lots of liquid refreshment there, including water. There's food, there's shade. And there's music. So you don't have to worry about it. And it starts at noon, and it's finished by 4. So you'll have a wonderful time. And like I said, I'm going to give away 2 more tickets, not right now, but later on in the show. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, locally-owned, locally-run, veteran-owned business out in Anderson. Provides outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, much more. That's Shasta Gas Propane, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And with me today from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Kim Weatherby and Dulce Morales. Now, the reason I had lunch the other day with Sam Batani, the CEO there. We have a regular lunch, you know, once a month, where we would discuss everything. But something happened, and we talked about it on the show. Of course, no names or anything like that. But a friend of ours had a TIA incident. And that, I can't even tell you what that is, but Kim's going to tell you what that stands for. But essentially, it's a stroke. It's, you know, we want to get away from the term mini stroke, but it's a stroke. It's kind of like a warning stroke. Would you say that?
Yeah, so the only way to say that it's not a stroke, because some strokes are so small that you'll have symptoms and they will resolve.
Okay.
And so people will call that a TIA, but they'll have an MRI of the brain, and that's, you'll show damage to the brain.
Okay.
You can have what's called a real transient ischemic attack is something that gives you symptoms and you completely resolve, but there's no permanent damage. But the importance is getting in and figuring out, number one, what's the cause, so that we can prevent you from having a bigger stroke.
Okay, well, and I'm going to tell you what we saw.
Okay.
And then you can tell me, oh, yeah. The person who was very articulate and very animated, you know, facial expressions and everything, was talking and then started slowing down and repeated a sentence a couple of times, and her face went slack. I don't know if that's the right term, but no, I mean, just kind of flattened out, which is totally unusual. And then having a few more words, and there were, let's see, there's 5 of us watching her at breakfast.
Yeah.
And out on the patio, it's beautiful. And her husband asked, "Are you okay?" And, I mean, I was getting ready to say it. And we all were probably getting ready to say it. And then she said yes, but there was obviously something going on there. He took her pulse, and she got up and walked around. And as she did that, she started getting better. And within 5 minutes, back to where she was before. Straight down to Shasta Regional, because you guys are the number one stroke people around. And she ends up spending the night in the hospital. Released the next day, and back in her workout routine on Tuesday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is that normal for that happening?
It's exactly. I mean, there's,
okay,
there's different symptoms, but I think sometimes people think, okay, well, are they drinking? Are they not? They just pretend maybe it didn't happen. But
we thought, was it altitude? Because we were up Mount Shasta, and then. No, it wasn't. Yeah. I mean, read the symptoms.
Well, and then you got to look at, too, if she wouldn't have gone to the hospital and there's something, whether she has a stenosis or a clot, there's something that's causing the stroke, there's a high risk that you look at, the likelihood of her having a stroke in that next 30 days is very high.
Okay.
So that's why it's important that you get in, get the right medicine, and we do multiple tests to see.
Oh, yeah, she had. What, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. What kind of test do you do?
So we, number one, look at the vessels. Within the ER right away, we do a head CT to make sure there's not any bleeding in your brain.
Okay, head CT.
Right.
All right.
Then in that same type, we do a CT of the vessels of the head and neck to make sure that you don't have a tightening or a narrow vessel that you can do, or a blood clot somewhere in there. We also will look at your, do an echocardiogram to make sure, number one, that you don't have a clot in your heart, or that you don't have pretty severe congestive heart failure or other issues that may cause a stroke. We also look at your lipid panel because that's critical for atherosclerotic disease. And so depending on all of these tests, we will put you on a medication regimen to prevent for secondary, we call it secondary prevention, or if you have a transient ischemic attack to prevent a stroke from happening.
Okay, and that med, is that like a blood thinner or something like that?
So it depends on when you come in. What you, so yeah. There's something called the NIH stroke scale. So this stroke scale, a zero, it means you're perfectly normal. So depending on your number, maybe how we treat you. The higher the number, the worse the stroke. But it's came in and you could be a zero on the NIH, but there are also a score for TIAs, which looks at high risk. Do you have hypertension? Do you have atrial fibrillation? Are you over 65, there's all these scores. And the higher that is will determine whether you're going to get, we call it dual antiplatelet therapy, which is usually Plavix and aspirin for 21 days, and then single therapy, depending on what your risk factors are. And then typically, depending on what your LDL or your lipid panel is, you'll be on a statin.
Okay. So the whole idea here is if you think that you've had something like this or you have a stroke, get in there as soon as you can. You all will then, with the CAT scans and all this, will identify, oh, yeah, guess what we have here? We have a little blood clot, or this right here is down in your heart. You've got a, you know, something down here. But the big thing is getting in there and not blowing it off.
Yes, very, very important.
Yeah.
Because you want to prevent disability, because the stroke is the number one disability in the United States. It's very devastating.
I did not know that.
Fourth leading cause of death.
Okay.
Or fourth or fifth. They kind of go back and forth depending on the statistics each year. But yeah.
Sure. Well, it's no secret, but Megan Daly, our senator, if you were able to go to the Go Red Luncheon, which she talked about it, that she talked to the doctor how she was feeling. The doctor was going to bring her in on Monday, and Sunday she had a heart problem, and she was in there, took her to the hospital, and either during surgery, I'm not clear, or around there, she had a big stroke. Mm-hmm. And luckily, she was in the hospital. Probably might have been the stroke. But it's been, 2 years now? And she says it. I'm not, you know, saying things that Megan doesn't say. When she speaks, she's got something she reads, but they're still words. Mm-hmm. Words that she has said a million times probably in her life that she has problems with.
Yes.
But her brain functioning is just right. It's just her speech, that part of her brain that does speech.
Yeah, her Broca speech, so on your frontal lobe is where your motor strip is. So your language center is on the left side of your brain.
Okay.
And there's called, you have the Broca's or the Wernicke's. Wernicke's is the understanding speech, and Broca's is motor speech. So you can be perfectly clear on what you want to say, but it just will not come out.
Just not come out.
And it's, you're not confused. It's just a little bit of damage to that area, and it's hard for people to understand that.
It's frustrating, too. I'm sure it must be frustrating.
And the harder you try to get the word out, it can get worse sometimes. So
is that right?
It takes a lot of speech therapy and work to get back to where you can get that normal. And sometimes you can't, depending on the amount of damage.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Kim Weatherby and Dulcie Morales. Dulcie, I'm getting to you in a minute here. Let's see. Because you've got notes in front of you. And that always scares me. People have notes. I had people come in here bringing books at time when we'd be discussing something. And they're bringing in, like, I'm not kidding you, 10 pounds of stuff. And they'd spread it out in front of them. And I'd go, and I had one page. And I'm like, I wonder what, obviously they've been doing their homework here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, she's been doing this since 1993. And I even hate to add that up, how many years that is. But she's been helping our community. When it comes to insurance or financial matters, she's got both of them. They're both under one roof at 1378 Hilltop Drive, the insurance side and the financial management side. We do business with Judy. We're real happy with her. You know, insurance is crazy. Homeowners insurance, health insurance, just insurance, period. Well, she's got a number of professionals there that can help you. She's gotten insurance for people that couldn't get insurance on their homes. Fair plan wasn't working for them. Also, with the stock market, stock market's going great, but our year Are your investments in your 401 in the right areas? If you give her a call at 530-221-0441, they'll do a review of that, review of your investments, your retirement plans, and all that. It's free. It's a free review and evaluation, and if it's going good, you'll be happy to hear that. But maybe there's some things you could do to help take care of you, because we all live longer. So you want to have enough money. You want to make sure that last check you write to the mortuary bounces. But everything up to that is good. I'm kidding about that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, and there's a reason why. They have watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, a super selection of jewelry, outstanding selection of jewelry. Everything you can imagine at very fair prices. They're cool people. They're really nice, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. And they've been in the business over 30 years. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We wouldn't think of any other place to go shopping for jewelry than Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I want to remind everybody, Father's Day tradition is going to be this on, not this weekend, but June 21st, the 37th, annual Aviation Day up at Benton Field Airport. It's going to go for airport right there on Gold Street. Just follow it all the way up. Everybody knows where Benton is. 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know, if you want to, you can have a pancake breakfast with eggs and sausage and eat there. And that goes from 7 to 11. And they have modern and vintage airplanes on display, experimental warbirds and California Highway Patrol aircraft. You can have, you can take airplane flights. You can take helicopter flights. Now you have to pay for those. And you can also fly the flight simulator. Now, everything is free except the breakfast, and if you want to take an airplane or helicopter flight, you have to, of course, pay for that. So that's going to be Sunday, June 21st, the 37th Aviation Day, Father's Day tradition. We'll talk about it more before then, too. Now, with me from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Kim Weatherby and Dulce Morales. And Dulce, you explained to me what you did during the break. So explain to our listeners what you do so I can catch up on that to make sure I understood.
Yes. So at the hospital, I'm the quality and risk manager. My duty is like a detective. So I look at all in the hospital, the protocols and procedure. So any gap that we find on any procedure or standards that was not performed, that's where I come in. And I investigate why, the reason, because that matters. Our patient care and quality matters for survival rates, for outcome, better outcomes for our patients. So quality should be everything for Shasta Regional, and it is. We have...
Well, you have lots of awards for that.
Yes.
So you come in and do you just kind of... pick certain cases, or there's a case that's come up in that?
No. So we audit the complete hospital on different perspectives, either stroke, either sepsis, either heart failure cases. There's a lot of protocols and procedures that we follow, and we audit, I can say, 80% of our cases.
Okay. So if something, so it could be just a regular case.
Correct.
But you still audit it.
Correct.
But then it could be a case where there's something beyond.
Correct.
Happened. And then you really dig in to those to make, to see how did it happen.
Why did it happen?
And yeah. How to prevent that from happening.
And the, exactly. Yes.
So that can be anything.
That can be anything. So.
Wow. So you are like a detective.
Yes.
Is it fun?
It is fun.
It is fun. Do doctors and nurses, when they see you coming with your clipboard, do they go, uh-oh?
They run.
The judge. The judge is here.
I hope not, because I want them to feel that I'm approachable.
Of course.
Yes.
Now, do people tell you, say, you know what, we had a problem here, and we don't know why? Did ever? Because
yes.
I'm sure that happens. You know,
yes.
Why did this happen? So they give it to you, and so then you will then... be the detective and try and figure it out.
Correct. That's what happens, and that's what the culture we're right now proposing to our staff. Mm-hmm. Come to me for any kind of problems, either patient, employee, anything that is under or within our building. That's uh-huh. my responsibility.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
And you get to walk around scrubs all day?
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about clothes? I mean, I wish... best part, one of the best parts being in the military is didn't have to worry about what you were wearing that day. So,
exactly.
My daughter has, I don't know, 150 pairs of scrubs. No, she doesn't have that many. So, I don't mean to make light of this because it's not, because what you're doing is really important. You're the after action report.
Correct.
Yeah. And, as we call in the military, the hot wash up. You know, right after something happens, we sit down. And, you know, you murder board it, and I hate to use that term in the hospital. That's not what I mean.
Root
cause analysis, which is, that's a nice civilian term, but that's what it is. That in 80%, even if everything was perfect and the person was leaving the hospital, you still go back because you want to find out why did it go right, I guess.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
It is cool. And we want to perform on quality care because that's what's going to take us to the next level.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Our patients are very important. And we have demonstrated with all these accreditations. Yeah, accreditations are there, and it's not for prestige. It's to tell the community that we're making sure that everything we do, we make it the right way.
Well, we talked about the five consecutive A grades from Leapfrog, and then you all received the Gold Award from the American Heart Association, recognizing care and advanced treatment when it comes to stroke and cardiac care. So, yeah, you know what? But that tells the staff your hard work has been recognized.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
And we want the community to also know that coming to Shasta, we're going to take care of them.
It's not easy being in a hospital, is it? I don't know if you two have ever been admitted. Have you two ever been admitted into the hospital?
No, never.
I've had surgery and I've had my kids, but I've spent a lot of the last 2 months with family members that had sepsis, and it's definitely quite an interesting thing being on the other side of the bed.
Yeah.
And I don't, to be honest, I know a lot, and I don't know how the layperson gets through it sometimes.
Well, let's talk about that. Linda went in to Shasta Regional right at the beginning of COVID. I couldn't go in. I mean, I had to drop her off. Luckily, she had her phone, and she would FaceTime me and all that. And by the time the fourth day got there, I told the CEO of the hospital a couple back, I was coming in there with a hostage rescue team. I'm taking, you know, I need to see my wife. But they released her that day. So so being in there, in the hospital is scary. It can be scary. So, and you've got very professional people there. She was treated so well. And as I'm sure the vast majority are. But then you would come in after she was released and say, okay, Linda Bott came in with this. And this, how did we handle this type thing?
Correct.
Yeah.
So even for sepsis, we do it before the fact.
Well, that's what they were afraid of, that her infection was going to turn into that.
So Shasta Regional has developed a new AI thing, which whenever the patient presents with certain criteria, either with heart rate elevated, respiratory elevated, an infection, right, or a blood pressure, either down, lower, uh-huh. right? That's when our application triggers, hey, there's a probable case here at Shasta, and we only have 3 hours to perform. It's very important that we perform in timely manner.
There's certain things that have to be done in this 3 hours.
Correct.
Okay. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about that. That's fascinating. So you've got an AI app or something that is keeping track of this?
Correct.
I mean, it's feeding in all that information because you're hooked up to the machines. And if it notices that, the red light goes on.
Correct.
All right. That's fascinating. Okay. This maybe not quite as fascinating is portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I find it fascinating. My barbershop, been going there since 2007. It's a great barbershop. I've gone through a couple of barbers, two or three barbers now. Yeah, got young ones in there now, so I think I can go for as long as my hair runs. At Cypress Square Barbershop, it's right off Athens Avenue. It's a great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478, which I prefer, drives them crazy, because we do so much by computer. This way I can talk to them. Or you can go to Booksy and set up your date and time. You can set it out for a year if you want to, just every 2 weeks or whatever. And it sends you a confirmation and sends you an email the day of your haircut to remind you. It's, like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional and Kim Weatherby and Dulce Morales.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisandro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is on assignment this morning, which is good because we've been talking about her. Okay, I am here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Kim Weatherby and Dulce Morales. Okay, now Kim is the stroke
coordinator,
and Dulce is the detective. She's the Columbo of Shasta Regional Medical Center. She's the Sherlock Holmes. And what she does is she looks at all the cases. And even if nothing went wrong, if it was perfect, she still looks at it. Why was it so good? Why were the results this? And she also, of course, looks at ones that not so good. Now, we've been talking, we started off by talking TIA, which is a...
transient ischemic attack.
It's a stroke. It's not the big one, though.
It's transient. There's a difference between stroke and transient ischemic atrophy. But I know people want to say mini stroke, but if it's a
ischemia
on the brain, it's a stroke.
Yeah, it's still a stroke, and it still should be taken seriously. Exactly. However, they can, in the case we've been talking about, when 5 minutes she was walking around and everything, but they did the right thing. They came straight down the Shasta Regional. And she was, in, as you said, CAT scans of the brain, CAT scans of the arteries, echocardiograms, all these other things, and then a regimen of medication that will aspirin and blood thinners, because this was a stroke, and what it will do is hopefully prevent a bigger one from that. No indication before that, athletic, that kind of the person's always busy. And that just happened. Mm-hmm. It was such a surprise to all of us. And we were there watching it.
And that's, remember, abrupt. If you have an abrupt neurological change, which is speech.
Okay, yeah, give us the symptoms.
Okay, so we used to just say fast, and now it's be fast because with the posterior circulation of the brain. So if you're off balance, if you have vision changes, so with your eyes, that's the B. F is face. Remember we talked about
that? And her face went slack.
Yeah, facial grouping.
Does that make sense to people where, you always got an expression, just went slack?
Medically, to me, it's a facial droop drooping on one side of the face, weakness of the arm, speech changes, and then T is time, call 911, even if it resolves. Because prevention is really the number one way to make sure that you're not disabled from a stroke, but also getting in as soon as possible for certain medications or to go in and take a clot out. Mm-hmm. It's critical.
I also read where I thought the T was tongue, that if you tell somebody no, it's no good.
I
had her stick her tongue out and move it around just because I'd heard that if you were having a stroke that you couldn't do that.
Right.
Is that wrong?
It's not wrong. It's just that tongue is, there's usually one of the last things that you'll notice, because typically the first thing, if your tongue's not working, you'll have slurred speech.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what we saw.
Right.
Okay.
And so I don't really worry too much, because that's hard for people to, it's like, I don't want people to do a full physical assessment on somebody before they call 911.
No.
I want you to recognize it and call 911, just like I want EMS to come, recognize it, get them on the rig, and bring them to the hospital as soon as possible and not delay.
Because the longer you, that clot, if it is clot there, worst that can happen.
I'm getting
big nods from everybody in here.
You can have a vessel that's very stenosed and without the sclerotic stuff too. So there's different things that cause it, or bleed. But don't waste time.
Don't wait. Get in there.
So T is really time.
Is this the golden hour?
Well,
they talk about
every second, or every, I think it's every 8 seconds, you lose millions and millions of brain cells, right?
Mm.
So even though, you have a certain time, he can treat you within 4.5 hours with the medication, but please don't wait, because all the studies show if you get there from when you were asked normal to at 90 minutes, your outcome is going to be much, much better.
Sure.
Same with when they come in door to if you're going to get a thrombectomy, which we are not a thrombectomy center. It's when you go in and you pull out a clot that's inside the vessel that's blocking it.
Okay.
So Mercy is the thrombectomy center.
Okay.
And they do a great job. But if you come to our hospital, there's a core measure, which is what she does. So I think look at the core measures. So door in, door out within 120 minutes. But if we can get that patient over there in 60 minutes, they're ready and the patient goes right to the table and they can do these treatments. So there's multiple things that we have to look at as a community, what can we do best to protect our community?
Okay. So part of this is prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big, big, big part of it.
Tell us how.
Well, exercise.
Okay.
And when I say exercise, I'm not saying you have to run marathons or go to aerobics every day. Walk for 30 minutes at least 3 times a week. Try to do some strength training. And when I'm saying Mediterranean diet is probably one of the best. DASH is for people, which is a lower sodium one. But look at how can I be active?
DASH
diet is Mediterranean, but more decreased in the less sodium. And you'll hear that more for a cardio.
Because we're looking at doing that Mediterranean. My daughter uses it.
The Mediterranean is the easiest to find. You can Google anything. It's, think of fresh vegetables, fish, chicken, proteins, healthy proteins. And that's probably one that is really the best and easiest to follow.
The taco.
Tacos actually are not bad, but it's got
protein and veggies in it, right?
I just had the best fish tacos this week, my cousin caught cod over in the coast. He brought it over, and we had grilled cod tacos with cabbage and fresh salsa. So you got to look at. There's lots of wonderful things you can eat.
Okay, so diet, exercise. I tell you, Dr. Khan, years ago, over a decade ago. Came in here and he said, if you do one thing, every time he comes in, he leaves me something. He told our listeners, if you do one thing, you walk 30 minutes a day, 3 or 4 times a week, you're going to live 5 years longer. I mean, that's huge. He said, you don't have to change anything else in your life. You do that. And incredible. So regular exercise, some strength training, in your diet.
And strength training as you get older is harder. So think of like maybe yoga or Pilates, something. You can do strength training with certain exercises, but make sure that you're doing them correctly because you can hurt yourself. But the other thing is find your joy. That's my new term because I feel like we're all overwhelmed and stressed. So find something you love. So to me, walking is beautiful. I mean, look at where we live.
I know.
There's so many beautiful things, and it's so calming. So figure out what makes you happy with your exercises.
To me, taking a 44-pound saddle and throwing it up on the horse and riding, it's not like walking, but there's sure a lot of exercise in that. So these are things that you would do to keep yourself healthy anyway, but it would, the stroke, is it like a cancer? Is it something like if you've had people in your family with stroke, you should be more aware of it?
Yes, because so hypertension or high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for stroke. So if you have a family member that has a stroke before 65, say, that's more high risk. After 65, it could be, did they smoke? What were they doing? But genetics can play a huge factor, especially in cholesterol, atherosclerotic disease, hypertension. But these are things, this is why you also should really see your doctor once a year and know what these numbers are, because if you can keep your blood pressure normal, less than 120 over 80, you're less likely to have a stroke.
Okay, and people have hypertension, but they take pills for that, mm-hmm. so it's controlled.
But there's a but there.
I knew there was going to be a but. What?
If you are on the medicine and your blood pressure isn't controlled, that medicine isn't working. You need to work with your doctor because you're probably going to need a combination of medicine. So you may start with one medicine, but that doesn't mean you're good for the rest of your life. You still have to monitor it.
Okay. So but if it is controlled, mm-hmm. that's okay.
Yes, that's
right. As long as the blood pressure is down, and if you're taking a pill or two pills or whatever, as long as it's down, then that's okay.
That's great because you're being treated. But that's why you need to find out early because people can.
Oh, absolutely.
The one thing I found during COVID is most people hadn't seen the doctor for years, and so they're like, I've always been healthy. And I'm like, well, have you?
You don't know.
No. And so you have to know what your cholesterol levels are. You have to know you don't have hypertension. And you need to not be overweight. I mean, I am overweight to a certain extent, but my biggest goal is how can I be active every day? How can I eat healthy? And I go and get my labs checked, my lipid panel, my A1C or A1Cs for diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important you know these numbers because you can't fix it in time to decrease the damage unless you know what those numbers are.
Okay, so there's a number of places, including Shasta Regional. You have health fairs. Mm-hmm. Rain Rancheria has them. You can go in and get the whole enchilada there.
Exactly.
You get your lipids, you get your blood pressure, you get everything done there. And it may be the only time somebody does it.
Yeah,
is there?
It's as people don't have insurance or it's expensive. If you see a health fair, please go. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Because it's important.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to find out when you have your stroke.
They send you the printout. Because Linda goes to them all the time. She's got a regular doctor, but she goes there to support. And she gets the printouts, and we can't read them, but.
You can call me. I'll
call you. Take a photo of him. Send it to her brother. He's a doctor.
You take it to him. If you have a primary care doctor, though, you can take those numbers to him or her. It's important because they need to know what your numbers are so they can treat you correctly.
And I will tell you that every 6 months, and maybe it's just because of the VA, I go in. It could be my age or whatever, too. But about every 6 months, maybe later than that, I go in and see the doctor and get all the blood tests and all that. It could be once a year. Yeah. Anyway, but it is so important for your health that you know what these numbers are, and there are places out there you can get them done. And then from there, have a doctor interpret.
Exactly.
And there's and there are, if you're on Medicaid or Medi-Cal, head on down to the clinics that Redding Rancheria has, and you're seen there. So, okay, I'm here with Kim Weatherby and Dulce Morales. I'm coming back to you, Dulce. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Redding area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof, over replacing it at a third of the cost, is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:50 in the morning here on the 9th of June. It's going to be about, what did I say today, 86? What did I say? I can't remember. It's, 86. Tomorrow, 95. Wednesday, tomorrow, 95. Thursday, we get in triple digits and we're staying there for the foreseeable future. Now, during the break, I'm fighting for my life here during the break because I'm saying, what about this? What about this? And they're not making me feel better. When I say fighting for my life, they're saying, oh, well, yeah, that's better than sticking yourself in the eye with an ice pick. However, you shouldn't do that. Yeah. So, okay, got it. Let's talk something that's on everybody's mind, sepsis. I've heard of sepsis, and I realize that sepsis has been around forever. We talked about the Civil War. Most of the people that died, infection, sickness. But sepsis has got to be that because they did not have any of the knowledge we have now. What is sepsis?
So sepsis is it's an extreme infection in your body. You can say that, okay?
An extreme infection.
An extreme infection, right? And that follows to an organ failure.
Okay.
And that's what that's.
All organs, or does it start someplace and work its way through?
It's almost like the infection. Your body actually starts, you get a bad immune response, and it starts attacking your body everywhere.
Correct.
Your system attacks itself in an easy term.
Sepsis is your body attacking itself because it's such a bad infection.
Correct. It's a very bad infection. So extreme infection, right? It can start in your lungs. It can start in your urine. I mean, in your kidneys. It can start in your skin, just a wound, right?
Okay.
That you didn't treat it.
Okay.
And then it developed into an infection, and then an extreme infection, which is sepsis, right?
Okay.
And then afterwards, it just started your immune system to attack your organs and everything, and it shut down.
Okay. So I guess the big thing then is to catch sepsis early?
Correct.
Okay.
Early detection is what?
You were telling me that you would you suspect sepsis. You take a sample, but to grow it to make sure could take up to 24 hours.
Correct. Sometimes 24 hours to 5 days. It depends on the culture. Yes.
Okay. That means the sepsis is still rolling in there.
Correct.
Now, if you suspect it, and you guys are experts, you suspect it, do you start fighting it right then?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So it's an immediate
response
for our team. At Shasta Regional, we have developed an evidence-based practice, initiate and protocol as soon as possible.
Okay.
Which we only have 3 hours. Once the patient is admitted, we have 3 hours to perform.
Okay.
Certain parts of the bundle, called the sepsis bundle of orders and tests.
3 hours from the time somebody comes in, because when you look at them, can you...
Not always.
You can't tell.
No.
So can blood tests tell you or things like that?
Sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't show up.
Doesn't show up.
Correct.
There are certain markers we can see if they start to elevate or if they're over a certain number, then we're like, okay, we have to get fluid. We have to have blood cultures. We have to, and then sometimes, and we'll start antibiotics because they're showing certain markers. It just depends. And I'm not want to go into the deep markers because people won't understand.
The big thing is, if you have sepsis or the beginning sepsis from the time you're admitted, you all are looking at a person.
Correct.
Even if they didn't come in for that.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Wow.
So we look at their vitals.
Mm-hmm.
That's important for us. So anytime you see, like I said before, any blood pressure that is low,
mm-hmm.
right, your heart rate is elevated.
Uh-huh.
Your breathing is elevated. You know you had an infection or you are going through an infection that you didn't go to your PCP or your provider and didn't get treated. Think sepsis. Run to the hospital.
And temperature isn't always, see, this is the thing that I see a lot. Older people don't get high fevers. So sometimes they are not, you're younger, they get really high fevers.
Yeah.
Older people sometimes have no fever.
Correct.
Really?
So
even though your body's trying to fight it. And so sepsis is, it's through your autoimmune system starts trying to, it ends up fighting itself in there then. Did I get that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Wow. That's why it's so serious.
It's so serious. It's a very quick.
It happens quickly. That's what I heard.
It happens quickly. So that's why it's very important that the community understands that you have an infection. Please go to your provider, go to the doctor to treat it. If it's if it goes untreated, it can develop sepsis, and that's where it comes very impactful for the...
And that doesn't necessarily mean you've cut yourself or something like that.
Well, you can start with a cut, and that's important.
Starts with a cut.
If your cut doesn't start to heal and it starts to get worse, you can go into a bloodborne pathogen pretty quickly. So this is why you have to look at, did I cut myself on sharp metal? So like you're looking at, do I need to go to the doctor and see if I need treatment for this? Because you can start right away, because if it's something serious or depending where you get, they may put you on an antibiotic.
Okay. Right away. Mm-hmm. So.
Correct. And the most important thing too is, since we do have community that are vulnerable, more susceptible to, you know, to get sepsis. Why? Because their body are weaker. We can say weaker, right?
It doesn't necessarily mean age. It just means your body's weaker.
Well, sometimes older is. That's why the pneumonia vaccine and things like that and the flu vaccine are more important if you're over 65.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're over 65, if you are a cancer patient, if you're an infant, right, you don't have the vaccines. Yeah. If you're susceptible to many infections, it depends on where you live, right?
In drugs, you'll see probably a lot of this off the homeless and people coming in, that it's just they're constantly in sepsis, I would imagine.
Well, and it's they're used to living in just filthy conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you have HIV and you don't know it, there's lots of things, hepatitis, different things that they're not aware they have from drug use.
Okay, I got 2 minutes here. So what we tell people is, we want them to remember, is if you've got a cut and it's not healing, you need to go see somebody, because this could turn into sepsis. That cut on your finger could turn into sepsis and could end up really changing your life.
Or let's say you get some bronchitis or cough, it's not healing.
Yeah.
It's not. You need to get that checked.
Okay, yeah, people that are coughing a lot.
Well, yeah.
That could be anything. That could be lung cancer. It could be a number of things.
Correct. So for many
That's what the emergency room is for, my friends. Come on in.
Well, start, if it's something mild, you go to your doctor and go to the clinics. Now, if you're really sick, call 911 and get to the hospital.
Get to the hospital.
Don't delay. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Wow. I didn't have time to ask you your most interesting case, Dulce. So you get interesting cases, so I'm sure.
We do. We have patients that are young. From example, we just had a case that the patient had a urinary infection.
Mm-hmm.
She was a female,
right,
30 years old.
Yeah.
Nothing suspected to a sepsis.
Right.
Just recurring urinary infections. After 4 hours, 3 hours, she decided to go to the emergency department.
Uh-huh.
Once she got there, we identified that it was septic. The patient ended up in an ICU.
Okay. So here you go. Be aware of all of this, and especially as we get older. But thank you so much, Dulce and Kemp, for being here. Extremely interesting.
Thanks for having us.
I know, of course, I'll walk around thinking, do I have sepsis? It's kind of like when you go to medical school, you get every disease, right? So thank you very much for being with us. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is going to join us, and we'll see what's going on there. Have a great day, everybody. It's going to start warming up, but it's still only 86 today. God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.